there exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Joe, Jason, and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
Hi, everybody. My name is Manny. And where are you at again? There? No, there.
Well,
there.
You know what? Hold on. It's when I'm doing the podcasting on Zoom, I'm below you. That's what she said. But I like when it. When the video is exported, I'm to your right. Right. Yeah.
This.
No. This. No, that way.
This?
That way.
Okay, so this guy, I can't, there's my finger. This guy over here, let me drag my shirt. There we go. This guy over here,
that's Jason. And watch, now when I export it, I'm going to be on the other side.
Well, the other guy that's on the other face, that's Jason. I'm Manny. And we just want to welcome you guys to another fantabulous, fantastic, this something-ish
super
episode.
Super
califragilisticexpialidocious. Episode of Last of the Nice Guys.
And you'll see. I forget the rest of it. Yeah, me too. It's sad because I had listened to it a couple of times. World of pure imagination. It's the last of the nice guys.
Podcast
special because we're trying to cheat to 100th episode.
So, yeah. We recorded episode 99 last week. We are trying to avoid doing episode 100 without Joe.
So Joey, come back. We miss you.
Joey.
I mean, somebody does. Somebody does, Joey. So what we decided to do, me and this guy, is we had a random fan email us. We mentioned this two episodes ago, and she's actually been keeping up with the emails, which has been pretty interesting and funny. So we're gonna read them, and we're gonna call her out. We're gonna talk smack. We're gonna tell her stay in her lane, stay in the kitchen, and make a daddy a sandwich. We're just gonna have a little fluffer episode, you know, just to keep it going.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the Bansy special.
Bam!
Bam!
La 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 la. La 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 la. All right, so.
Right off the cell phone. Right in frame. He's like, so you know. So this time, so the first one, she's responding to episode 98, right?
98. Where you sleep with your friend's fiance or something.
Yes.
And her response was, as a woman, we can't wait to tell our friends on the rare chance that a one-night stand happens in detail. I would have been caught, though. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell because obviously no one is communicating in this affair. Mm-hmm. Why is it on me to start communicating? Plus, that friendship is over either way. Sorry, I can't read.
See?
I would enjoy the open bar, wish her luck, and leave the first chance I get. And she goes on and says, you guys are awesome. I'm glad you guys are back, even though Jason won't stop telling us how too busy he is for us.
Okay, so pretty much she seems to agree with my original sentiment from that episode. That's what I said. I said, basically, that friendship is over. And I don't think I would have told initially. Now, after we spoke, I changed my mind. I did change and say, yeah, you know what I would have said. But the simple fact of the matter is right. Communication. How do you, to be in that position, so much have had to fail. You see what I'm saying? Communication with the friend, communication I don't know what the check, but you know, in that relationship, I don't know. I just, that scenario, it just, it's hard to wrap my mind around, because when you said, you didn't say acquaintance, you didn't say affiliate, you didn't say associate, you said your bro.
Boy,
when you hear bro, you think friendship, probably close friendship, you know, maybe your BFF, maybe even your best friend, right? How and why? And of course, and it's funny because other people listened to that episode and said, how, you know, how can you be questioning how this could happen? It happened to you. Yes, it happened to me. It did with Joe, but that's, Joe is not normal. So you can't, the exception, the exception does not negate the rule. Most friends do tell you what's going on. Most friends do bring this up. And she's right. If I had a one night stand with that picture, I'd have been like, yo, you know what I'm saying? But I think the scenario said that before you could tell him, what's good, man, this is what I hit, you came to me, your bro came to you and said, hey, this is my, you know what I'm trying to say? Like somehow.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. I mean, you probably would have told your bro that you got it in. I don't know if you would have had a picture to show her immediately, but show him immediately.
Always. Always take a picture. Because I live by that rule. If you don't have a picture, it didn't happen. So I would always take a picture.
So
if she's asleep, I'm taking photos.
So Manny doesn't.
So what if it's considered porn?
Manny doesn't kiss and tell. It. Manny kisses and shows and tells. There you go.
I believe 100%. You need to cover your ass and have proof. Okay, in this country, in this world today, proof is everything.
That's right. You make daddy a sandwich.
Yeah, proof is in the butter. And if you ain't got proof, you get your ass over there. Make me dead. Make daddy a sandwich. I couldn't even say that right.
In the butter or in the pudding?
I like butter.
So what do you think? I mean, so she initially agrees with my original statement for the most part. You said tell immediately.
Listen.
Has it changed your mind a little bit?
No. There's no. Listen. If I smashed something that gorgeous, I definitely would be like, damn, man, you know, whatever. Take my little photos, you know, drug her so she doesn't wake up.
You're a scumbag.
Drug her so she doesn't wake up.
You're filling in for Joe quite well.
You know, slap her around, make sure that, you know, the drugs are working. And then, you know,
lift her arm up.
Yeah, lift her arm up. You know,
poke her eye.
With what? Put her in a whole bunch of uncomfortable positions. And be like, yo, we did this. You know what this style is called? I don't know. I just made it up.
The Carolina Reapers.
Anything. And then, no, I'm just kidding. And then, but you know, if I smash something as beautiful as that or whatever, and homeboy came up to me and was like, oh, this is my fiance, I'm gonna be like, we gotta talk.
Oh shit!
Because just like we discussed in the episode.
But okay, you would have said that he brought her, bro. This is my fiance. You would have looked at him standing right there.
Dead
in his eye,
right there. No chances, no nothing. Because in the society that we live in today, what's to stop her from like, oh, I can't be here. I'm uncomfortable. He raped me, or some craziness like that, or whatever. And that's what we spoke about in the episode.
You did say that. That's right. That's why you changed your mind, right? That's why you didn't want to give her a chance to spin it.
I am not giving her a chance to spin it her direction.
But hold on, in your defense, you already have pictures. You have documentation.
Exactly, and that's why I'm like, listen,
you have consent and everything. And
look at this. Yeah, that's her. Yeah. Right. That. Oh, you know that little tattoo she got right there. Yeah, you see that, right? Yep. I ain't make this up. Tell her.
So you do that, and the friendship is dead. Then what? Then what? You got a clear conscience. You're fine with it, because again, this is not your. This is your bro. Whatever bro means to you, this is your bro.
If this is my bro, then that friendship's not ending, and he would actually appreciate the honesty that I gave him because he knows how honest that I am.
Well, he could be your bro, but you're not his bro. For example, I had a friend once.
Nah, bro, we bros. You know what I'm saying?
I had a friend once that looked me dead in my face and said, you know, I know that you consider me a best friend, but I don't consider you a best friend. He said it to me. You know, I'm not saying he's right or wrong, but that always stuck with me. That just because you think you're that close and that tight with your bro, that he's that tight with you, kind of a thing. So clearly, in this scenario, he's your bro, but you weren't his bro because you didn't know anything.
Well, see, then that's why it's time to take a bro test and bro up. Bro, saying, so hey, listen, bro. Scenario,
right?
All right. Say I had a one night stand with this fly ass chick. Exhibit A. Right? And then you came to me 3 days later and was like, Exhibit A is my fiance. And I'm like, oh.
Dude, I didn't know you were dating anyone.
So what do I do in this situation? Or what would you have to do?
But then that's the thing. See, but then if he's introducing you to his fiance, you guys have to be close to some kind of degree. See, the scenario is all jacked up. And I'm overthinking it. I know I'm overthinking it.
There's a lot of context missing.
But and that's this what we whole scenario on. Is jacked up because I'm thinking about it like, okay, you're not that close. And then now I'm thinking, well, you must be that close because why is he introducing you to his fiance? Or is it just because you're in a group setting and you just happen to be like, hey, you brought your girl with you and this is my fiance. Maybe that's what it is.
I would hate to be caught cheating on my girl with your fiance. Oh, I don't like that face.
I just gave him to me. Ooh. Okay. Sorry, my offspring is talking to me about fried rice and pans and stuff and telling me that it's there for eating. So sorry.
No, you turn it into fried rice.
Yeah, a whole pan of rice turned into fried rice. Excuse me. He gave me a whole pan of rice that I can turn into fried rice.
You better say it right. That's the chef right there. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does. He does. Sort of. Not really. But that's the whole point. By the way, that offspring, I don't know if you guys are checking out any of my social medias, but my offspring is currently in the favorite chef competition and he's number one right now. He's in the top 20 now. There's the top 15 and the top 10. And God, I hope it's done after that. But what's up the top five?
The quarterfinals.
What does that mean?
Then the semifinals.
Wow, this is going to be a long thing. So basically, anybody that's seen that link, it's free to vote once. You don't have to donate any money, but please vote one time every single day. You need to log into Facebook. That's how they verify you're a real person. But keep him at number one. I'm busting my ass to keep him at number one because it's a big opportunity. Just want to throw that out there. So anyway, all right. Well, I guess that wraps up that part of it. Thank you for your email and stuff. You want to go to the next one? Sorry, he threw me completely off with it.
What are we doing now? Oh, yeah. Well, we got to the second one.
Right. So now we're going to go to episode 99, which is the 80-20 parenting. And this one, I actually definitely have a response. You started reading it to me, and I was like, nope, that's special. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the 80-20 response, episode 99 that we just did last week. And she starts off by saying, oh, the shade, which is a
shade. That is a deep cut. That's something that we used to do
all the time.
The very, very early parts of it. When we were throwing a lot of shade to our exes and stuff. The shade. That was fun. So that was a good callback. Well done.
So she says, Jason, you're awesome. You never said that you were too busy, but that's how you make it feel with your global trotting ways.
Living my life.
I'm just hating just like you. And then she says, can this episode be dedicated to Manny? I feel like he was rejecting the whole episode.
So the Manny special?
The 80-20 Manny special?
Yeah.
I'm not 80-20 anywhere. Stop lying.
You weren't rejecting the episode. Well, carry on. I'll respond in a minute.
She said, I feel like he was rejecting the whole episode. And then she said, wait, Manny is talking about a decanter? Heart eyes. Yes, I drink. Okay. And I like to drink in specialty things. But you didn't even ask what the decanter was. It's a Star Wars thing because I'm a geek. But anyways, that's a whole nother podcast.
I don't even know what a decanter is. I didn't hear about that phrase. I love Star Wars, or I thought I did. Or I used to love Star Wars. Excuse me.
Decanters, those glass bottles that you would pour alcohol in and you keep it on your shelf instead of the actual glass bottle. They're like decorative bottles.
Mine
is in the shape of something. Star Wars. I don't remember. But it's clear, so you don't know what's actually inside of it.
Right.
So you ever see in a movie where they're just like whiskey and they open up the random glass bottle with whatever's in there?
That's cool. I should do that for my bar. You don't get to label them, or
you can if you want, but
does that defeat the purpose? Or
no, there's no reason to have it like what you know, whatever. You just put whatever you want inside.
Okay, so it just basically takes them out of the bottle itself and it puts it in the decor. Oh, that's cool. I should do that because I have a lot of alcohol bottles and they all look weird. But it'd be great if I had. And they come in different styles. Yeah. Probably Etsy, right? Etsy will have decanters.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of different kinds.
Look at that! It's learning something new.
There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you, Bansy.
Bansy continues saying, great topic. I wrestle with it a lot. It's easier said than done. I want to, but my needs are so far down my list on my yellow legal pad that by the time I get to them, I'll be 80 or asleep.
Okay. And I, you know what? And it's funny because a lot of my female friends, my women friends, my single parent moms, or even the ones that are married, they've all said the exact same thing when I've approached the 80-20. And I'm saying this as a, you know, former daddy, father, whatever it is that, you know, I had the same trouble. I'm speaking in hindsight. So I absolutely agree that it's not easier, that it is easier said than done. I didn't do it. And I'm only thinking about it now because I'm reflecting upon it because I'm out of that phase of my life. But as I was reflecting on my phases of my life, I found that there are moments that I definitely could have and should have taken the time. Because there's a phrase, people will make time for who and what they want, correct? Mm-hmm. We used to say that phrase about dating and women or men and you know, relationships. That, you know, somebody's neglecting you is because they don't want to make time for you. It's the same thing for yourself. You can make time for yourself if you want to make time for yourself. And that's what I'm trying to say is that I know there was times that I could have made for myself. If I made time to do this studio, I could have made time to take a bubble bath or whatever it is, or go back to school or do some kind of personal, professional or scholastic growth. It's there. The time is there. You just have to, honestly, you really just have to just take it. You really have to take it. You have to take it because it's like I said, if you don't take the time, one, you lose yourself into your obligations of a parent. That's one. You lose the adult. You lose the person. Okay. You lose the Bansy, you know, kind of like how I kind of lost the Jason. You will lose the person. And then when parenthood is motherhood and fatherhood is forever, but mommyhood and daddyhood is not. That's finite. And once that's gone, and you have the empty nest syndrome, which is a real thing, you're going to be left with emptiness. You know, what do you have to live for now? And you would hope that you found something along the way. So you need to develop yourself while you're raising your kids. It's a must. I can't stress that you have to find the time, especially even if it's a downtime for yourself to just chill. You're doing the right thing. Absolutely. Kids should come first, but only 80% of the time. I really believe that. What do you believe? What do you say, Manny?
Well, I'm going to reiterate what I said in the episode. You can't. It's the same thing as saying you can't be happy with other people unless you're happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can't be unless you're happy with yourself and you're, as they say, with your chakra centered. You can't really be a successful parent because you are not mentally you can't there. Be
a successful person, a well-rounded
or person, yeah. Person. And you can't, it's definitely beneficial to have your health, your mental health, everything in line, you know, so you're not adding to the already stressful life of being a parent and you're releasing whatever negative energies that come with being a parent. And I'm not saying negative energies as like hate and anger. It's just, it's really stressful.
It's stressful, and frustration.
Yeah. And it can at times be overwhelming. So you're taking the time out to release all of that so you can come back in a calm manner. I mean, let's just say, in a scenario where something happens to one of your children or whatever, and it really irritates you to the point where you know in an angered state you're going to say or do something that would be out of character or something that you shouldn't say. That's when you take those 20 minutes, whatever, what have you, 15 minutes, walk away, take a breath, reorganize your thoughts, and then calmly re-enter the situation so you don't...
Or forget to reorganize your thoughts, shutting down.
Right.
You know, we are human meat pie computers. You can't leave a computer on forever. You've got to restart the sucker every once in a while. You got to turn it off every once in a while. No matter how good the computer is, it cannot run indefinitely. Even your cell phones need to be restarted. And if you don't, they eventually will restart on you.
They'll do it themselves.
They'll do it themselves. You see what I'm saying? So we are meat bag computers. We have to shut down. You have to shut down, or at least change the application that's running for a little bit. And that's what I'm saying. And I don't mean getting on reels or going on social media. That doesn't count. That actually, in my opinion, it's counterproductive. Take the time to you know, make a roadmap. What are your plans? What are your goals? What hobbies do you have? What passions do you have? You don't have it? Well, identify something, figure out something. You've got to have it. You know, and saying, even if you're lacking a support system, there are ways around it. There has to be ways around it. That's the reason why I am so quick to anybody who follows my personal social media. You always see me babysitting. I haven't been a daddy in a while. I don't need to be around kids. But I will babysit. I've babysat, you know, kids from as my friends' kids since they're little. I babysat an infant, you know, so the mom could get some downtime for herself, you know, for my friend. And I stay there. I said, listen, you know, let's do it. Because I really, you know, champion the ability to do your own thing. And not every time am I doing it, is it because they need to work? No, they need downtime. My friend whose son I've babysat for years and to the point where, you know, he does call me dad. I've babysat, I've taken him so she can go out drinking with her friends. I mean it. I said, listen, she said, listen, you know, do you mind if I said, you need to go out. Drop them off. I got it. Yeah, that's what it is, because you need that done. You need that release. And she never goes anywhere, and let alone us hanging out, because I am her babysitter. So if I can't babysit, you know what I'm saying? I got nobody else, and I would never, you know, have my boys do it, because you're not afraid of them, even though they would. They're really good kids. But that's why I babysit my friends' kids. You know, I've even offered it to Manny himself, you know, even though he's too stuck up for that. But what I'm saying, though, is that I champion this. You need your downtime. And if I'm in a position with you that I can assist you to get a little bit of downtime, I definitely will. You know, even when I'm on call, like most recently, I started my other female friend. I was babysitting her two kids so she can do something. Or when it was emergency, you can call me. That's just the way it is. Not tooting my own horn. What I'm trying to say is that there's got to be a way to find that downtime. And maybe you have a friend like me, maybe you don't, maybe it's a matter of maybe putting your kids to bed possibly half an hour earlier or staying up half an hour late. There's ways around it. There has to be ways. There's aftercare. I mean, if you have to pay for it or not, you got to take the time. Or on the ride, turn those drives, turn your commute into something positive. Listening to a podcast, listen to positive affirmation, do an audio book on tape, or do some kind of skill building. And, you know, there's ways, you know what I'm trying to say? Take the time you do have and do something with it. The bubble bath thing is the biggest example that I had. You have
bubble to bath
shower
while you're driving. It's amazing.
That threw me out. That was, you did that so deadpan. I was saying that you have to shower anyway, so bubble bath it out. You know what I'm saying? Maddie, go for it. The trials, you're still in it. You're still in daddyhood. And
I'm still in daddyhood.
You concur with Bansy. Do you agree with her plight?
That it can be very difficult at times, especially my situation is as unique as it is. But even with the little bit of time that I have, I still find moments that I can just take to myself and just, you know, center my thoughts.
Usa.
And find ways to slightly career build, because again, my free time is very limited.
Mm-hmm. Slightly is better than nothing.
Yeah, but at baby stagnant steps. You know,
any steps are better than no steps.
Yeah,
they speaking say as one who was in quicksand for over a decade.
They say a step forward is further than where you were before that step was made. So, right.
Unless you're Joe, where one step forward is two steps back, but that's totally different.
That's just he's walking backwards. I don't know. It happens. you got two left feet or two backwards feet. I don't know.
Yeah, no feet.
It definitely is difficult. And when, sorry, I'm trying to pick something up from the floor. Just don't be completely overwhelmed and just find the time to figure it out, because I'm sure everybody has a moment in their day where they're just, they sit on the couch or they sit down and then That's a moment right there. You're letting it out at that moment. Scream in your pillow. That helps. I mean, my neighbors used to think I was killing somebody, but don't worry about
that. You're referring to releasing. I'm just saying time for yourself to just grow and develop and downtime. Yeah, and that time you can also relieve frustration. I would really hope that you're not that frustrated where you have to like, you know.
I do it all the time.
Well, yeah, because you need it. You're a very frustrating individual. So, I don't know. I'm guilty. I didn't do any of this for myself in my daddyhood, but I'm telling you, I wish I did. I wish I didn't focus exclusively on that. And I gave myself some time to grow as a man, to grow as a person, not just a daddy. Fantastics.
I grew as a man. I'm a big bigger than I used to be.
Oh, I thought you were, okay. I thought that was going somewhere completely different when you said I grow as a man. I was gonna say, so do I. You know?
Whoa.
What are you saying?
Response time.
But no, I agree. And not to just, you know, not to focus too much on this topic because this is just a response in general. All right. Well, so that's it. So we're going to move on now. So I guess I'm not really reading, like I said, guys, I don't really follow the emails and I don't follow the things that I have to do the content and the creation. So that's what Manny does. Okay. So yes, I'm too busy for that. But the shame. You're keeping up with Vancey's emails and, you know, without, you know, necessarily getting into too much of the verbiage there. Describe to me your interactions with her. It sounds like you're having a blast.
The shade.
What was the shade? That was an honest response. You sound like you're having a blast.
I mean, it's
when are you,
nice.
When are you going to go do one of those very, very special meet and greets that Last of the Night Guys do?
Since when does Last of the Night Guys do meet and greets?
Man, since I just said it.
Oh, okay. That's a new thing. I don't do
it's
new
called,
things.
Yeah, it's called Meet the Fans, Last of the Night Guys special.
I don't like new things, and I don't like being pressured to do new things, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. But she seems like a sweet, down-to-earth young lady. She, I'm still trying to figure out how long she's been listening to us.
Well, it's gotta be long enough because for her to say the shade, and we haven't done that in what, 50, 60 episodes? Like, I that was like the beginning.
We had a lot of credit cards up in this email. Anyways,
what? What do you mean?
It's just all, spammy emails.
They don't go to spam. Let me go look at it right now.
Yeah,
I see a bunch of hard eyes in the dedicated to me ? Hard eyes. That's all I see. I'm looking at it right now.
I see ADT. I see get the best auto coverage. Sono Bono energy cost reduction.
No, I don't see that. That's all. That must be you must be looking at the whole thing in totality without separating the spam because there's no spam in my list.
That's what I see. Anyways,
I see is April 1st, Instagram business.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, she seems like a down to earth kind of person, and she seems to enjoy our podcast immensely.
Well, she enjoys half of the podcast at least. One half of the podcast.
She enjoys the podcast as a whole. And she was actually inquiring as to where the other individual disappeared to and was hoping that he would be okay.
Oh, he was in the last, what? He was in the last three prior to these three. So the previous three episodes, 95,
6, and 7.
No. Yes, 94, 95, you're right, 95, 96, 97, yeah, sorry.
Please,
I'm looking at it right now, my bad.
Please.
It wasn't the strawberry question, no, it was the passport. No,
that was us.
Mandatory paternity test, which was a really, really good episode. really, really good episode. I would love, Vance, I'd love to hear your response to episode 96, Mandatory Paternity Test. That was a really good episode, and I haven't gotten much response. Well, I have gotten a response, but nothing I could repeat here. So I would love to hear with you because that was a really, really good episode. And of course, episode 97, Calling After Hours, that was just a funny one about women being oblivious to what men think when you're like saying, you know, what are you doing at midnight? And we're looking like, yeah, we're getting it in. But that's great. That's great. Continuing up. Why are you looking like that? You got a new one while we're on air? That'd be fun if you did.
No, I didn't. No, I'm just going through all of these spam emails.
Okay, but not doing spam emails. This is not the spam
special. We don't have any other emails. That's just the last one.
No, of course not. Of course
before her emails, it was me doing the emails.
Yes, it was.
We haven't had anybody write a comment, which is like kind of like a big thing because I'm enjoying this interaction.
Well, it's because we haven't been regular, you know, in a hot minute. I'm sure to say that 2024 was just an absolute failure on our part. So
yeah,
what do you expect? That's why our analytics have dropped so low for the most part.
Well, we're here and we're trying now. We're trying to do better. At least I'm doing better. I took the time out and I cut out a lot of fat of my life.
Yep.
And I buried her. I mean it. And it'll be. That was almost too perfect.
almost too perfect.
But yeah, we're doing better. We're trying. We're here now. We got three episodes back to back, back to back to back to back. We're what I would like from our listeners, our viewers, or whatever have you. Give us an idea for our 100th episode.
That would be great because we are struggling. All I do know is I want the three of us together in the same room. And that requires some, you know, mental gymnastics to get this man's schedule to match with Joe's schedule and
the other man.
And the, you know, and trying to get him probably down here to because we're out of South Florida and he's in New York. So, yeah, we would have to like really like get this done. And do it in a nice little setting. I have to like buy like a nice little backdrop, like something really nice for 100 episodes because I never thought we would make it 100 episodes. I am surprised this podcast is still going.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But, you know, I'm welcome now that I have a computer that can rock it. But yeah, I would love it if you guys give us an idea. And anybody that's still listening, and there's a few of you, there's like the dedicated 50 of you up front that check it out. Email us, lastofthenicegays@yahoo.com. We will respond. More than likely, we'll put you on blast on the podcast. We used to do that. We used to read out the responses. That was great. That was great.
We even read all the bad ones too. Because
yeah, we will. We read anything. If you can call us, care. Whatever. Just know that whatever you do send us, you know, we will respond. And because that's what we do. No bad blood. We love it. You know, you can call me anything you want. I can't wait. Bring it on. But anyway,
I find it entertaining.
Do you? You would.
I troll the trollers. Because I'm a
many. Troll the trollers. So but what we have come up with, guys, just so you know, is that is to cheat the 100th episode for the time being is to do a string of Dr. Manny episodes. Bansy's gonna love this. And
it's gonna be she did say she's a big fan of it.
Oh, you see, you didn't read that either. Yeah, we're gonna do a string of Dr. Manny episodes back to back to back. Some with Nurse Jason, some without, depending upon, you know, whether he talks about something that actually requires my response. And basically, it's going to be all him talking. And you guys know the format. It's going to be responding to your emails if you're sending us emails. What was it? DearDrManny@yahoo.com.
Really? Did we make one of those?
Yes.
Oh,
Dr. Manny has his own email. Snap. You have the email.
Oh, snap.
Dude, Dear Dr. Manny has his own. What do you mean? It was at the end of every episode.
Oh, snap.
Bro, are you serious?
Oh, snap.
Are you serious? Yes. There's an email. Dr. Manny has his own email. I don't have access to it because I don't need access to it. It was you.
Oh, snap.
Wow. So anyway, yes, start emailing that again. You'll start looking at that. Oh, snap. Manny is a human. He dropped the ball.
Oh, I forgot all about that one.
Wow.
Anywho. There's probably a bunch of stuff in there.
And too. We were getting emails, too. We were getting people who were asking us stuff, and they were asking us stuff together. So if you're not sending us emails, we're also going to reply to separate certain memes about relationships and marriage and child rearing. And Dr. Manny is going to give you his expert opinion and his expert advice.
It's not expert opinion because I'm not an expert at anything, sir.
His subjective expert opinion.
I can expertly tell you shit. Doesn't mean that I know what I'm saying.
Good point. I mean, there's a caveat. There's a disclaimer that the views and opinions expressed on Dr. Manny are those of Manny, Manny alone, and only Manny, and do not reflect that of Last of the Nice Guys by Brothers Studios, Nurse Jason, or the guy formerly known as Joe. So there you go.
I miss the funny promos I used to do. I got to come up with a few more of those.
Yeah, you did. And I used to edit the hell out of those. Those are fun. But that's where Dr. Manny came from. It came from one of your promos. And I said, I love this idea. Let's do it. So yeah, that works. That works a lot. But yeah, that's what's coming in the future. We're going to wrap up this special up now because we're pretty much run out of stuff to talk about. But look forward to Dr. Manny in the future. A couple of them back to back to back. And just until we figure out Last of the Nice Guys. If there's a Last of the Nice Guys topic you guys really want us to cover, that can be a 100 episode, and just let us know as we prepare for that. And then we will be back. And it looks like, Manny, you've got your schedule down. We've got this is 3 weeks in a row. You can't beat that. So it looks like he's finally figured it out for recording. So I think this is the way it's going to be. We will do some in-person recording whenever he has availability, because it is more fun in person than it is via Zoom. But then Zoom has a background, and I like that too.
It's pretty.
It's pretty. You can let us know. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to The Last of the Nice Guys. I'm Jason. That's Manny. And thank you for your time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys. Or email lastofthenice guys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.